Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Yes, every Friday morning, Caroline comes in for Caroline's Cause Corner and sheds some light on an important cause. And today it's very topical. Good morning, Caroline. How are you doing?
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
I love having us girls here
in
the studio.
We kicked the Brit out. He's back in his homeland. Oh. And we're here just chilling.
And it's so quiet, isn't it? Yes, today we have like a really important, poignant subject, topic, and we're going to be talking about Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring it up on my show. I couldn't miss 1 week without talking about it because it's really been weighing on me on so many levels. Climate change is something we talk about on Cause Corner a lot.
Yeah.
And this is really a horrifying example if we're not paying attention and the repercussions of it.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell the listeners some stats to start off the show.
This great Huffington Post article here has some numbers for us to put this in perspective. So the estimated number of gallons of rainwater is 27 trillion. 27 trillion in 6 days. It's unimaginable. It's crazy volume. 35 fatalities to date last night. I think I saw this morning it might have gone up to 38. 51.8 inches of rainfall, which Superstorm Sandy had 7 inches. Hurricane Katrina had 17 inches. We're at 52 now.
I'm reading as well that this is the worst rainstorm in U.S. history.
Yeah.
The fact that it has been predicted and could have been prevented decades ago is what's really disheartening.
Yeah.
And so we all have to understand that the weather isn't political.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is. Climate change is a hot topic with politics, and it's happening, and you can't deny it. One of the things they're attributing this is that weather patterns are getting stuck more often, boosting the chances that storms like Harvey would stall, which means that some of the scientists are linking this to the Arctic sea ice, which is reducing the strength of the polar jet stream, which weakens the atmosphere, steering currents that would otherwise dip down and kick the storm like Harvey out of the way.
Yeah.
So it's just staying there and raining and raining and raining. And it makes sense, you know?
Right.
And so it's all interconnected.
Definitely.
So
let's see here. 34,500 people have been forced out of their homes. There are 239 shelters in the Houston area. 2,882 animals
and
being sheltered.
That's animals from like cattle to kitties,
that's
right?
Yeah, pets to farm animals and sheep and swine and pet birds and rabbits and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, I mean, we're talking such a wide swath of land. It's not Houston Metro. I mean, this is like rancher territory.
Yeah.
Oil territory, you know?
Yeah.
It's like huge.
Those big flat lands. Yeah.
I read a really beautiful post on Facebook, and I couldn't find it. I wanted to share it with the listeners, that started like in one part of Texas. And she said she was going up just geographically up the state. And she's like, now, I need you to remember, go 100 miles west and 100 miles east. This is happening equally that far away. I mean, it's just, like, insane. And
crazy.
I guess, like, when I read that, you know, it's relatively the size of Massachusetts, that really does put it in perspective.
Yeah. Wow. Let's see here. 500 highways currently closed or flooded. It's a 1 in 1,000 year flood event, they're calling it. So it's extraordinarily rare. 30,000 to 40,000 homes destroyed. Devastating.
It is devastating. So locally here, there are lots, I'm sure, lots more people than I know about that are doing Harvey relief campaigns. I know that Sweet Relief Musicians Fund is doing something.
Yeah.
A local retailer, the couple that owns the Vault Men, Vault Women, Melrose Place, and Laguna Activewear, She says that nearly half of her clientele is from Texas, and so they've been donating 10% of their profits, which means anything from $500 to $1,000 a day will go directly to the hurricane relief.
Amazing.
And they are donating just so listeners can hear where they can donate to.
Yeah.
To the United Way of Greater Houston, American Red Cross, and the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund, and the Houston Humane Society. I also know that the Houston Food Bank is desperate for donations. So any of those, which I'll post on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, you can donate to and help out. And on September 12th, the entertainment industry is getting involved, and it is a mega, mega superstar telethon that's being put together, and it's with... let's see here. Reese Witherspoon and Blake Shelton will host the event from Nashville. Jamie Foxx and Hilary Duff, who are both born in Houston, will anchor this event from L.A. And former NFL player, he doesn't even need an intro, Michael Strahan, is a Houston native. He'll anchor from New York. You can imagine. It's the superstars.
Right. Beyonce is also from Houston. I'm sure she'll be heavily involved.
She's involved. Justin Bieber. I mean, I'm sure everybody's going to come out of the woodwork for this because it's Leonardo DiCaprio, Miley Cyrus, et cetera, et cetera. So it's overwhelming. It's, you know, we're here in Laguna and honestly complaining about the heat and humidity.
Right.
It's a little, you know, disconcerting that, you know, there are millions of people displaced and we need to kind of shut up and deal with our heat.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We got to look out for it. It's easy to kind of get complacent when a disaster like this happens, not in your community, but in a community afar. But we've got to do everything we can. So if you're able.
Yeah, I mean, $5. You don't need to be a big donor. A $5 donation goes a long way. Talk to your kids, you know, about what's happening because it's on the news and it's very overwhelming.
Yeah.
And even though, like Steph says, it's far away, it affects all of us because, you know, we are all one. And I like the news reports that are turning around all of the lousy white supremacist news cycle that we had last week and showing how every single person and every single socioeconomic color shape, waveform are helping each other out.
Coming together.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's what we're all about.
That's encouraging for sure.
So anyway, not to make it too much of a bummer of a show, but I just really wanted to bring up, you know, I will post some of these outlets where people can donate. If you have an idea for donation, start up a pool just with your neighbors.
Yeah.
Donate to the food bank. And the White House. Here locally, they were taking in sundries and toiletries and some clothing. And so give them a call and see if they're still, because they're sending a truck. And I know that there's people actually going out. They're deploying some people out there, I think. Yeah. So we've got the White House and locally and the people from, you know, the Vault Men, that whole little group of shops that are right downtown that are going to be donating. So let's get involved. Let's help our Houston neighbors.
Well, it's very important, I think, that you came in this morning to tell the listeners, shed some light on where they can help.
Yeah, you know what? It's all about getting into action. And if you can donate $5, donate $5 and help the people that are going to need help for a decade to come.
Yeah.
And for any listeners out there, if you have any other topics, people, charities, events coming up that you want me to feature on my show, let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will check it out and get back to you if I can schedule it in. And I want to thank Steph for being my guest. Thank you so much. It's really great doing a show with you. And until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.